This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. There are precious few people that I just will just take at face value. Sometimes I might have a question or two, but it's more to corroborate what I believe than it is anything else. And my guest this evening is, I mean, he's one of a group that I can't, five fingers doesn't count how many people I give this kind of credence to. So, joining us again, it's been a bit. From the War on Guns blog, Ammo Land, all the other places he writes, is David Kodry. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I'm going to scream.
Why are you going to scream, man?
You wouldn't believe what I just did, boy. Talk about me being one of your go-to guys. You may want to reconsider that. I've been writing an article for the last hour.
Did you just delete it?
I just came on, and I wanted to save it in Word. And it said, do you want to save this document? And I just hit no. Bill, help me.
Well, it's all still in your head. I know that part of it.
You know what? I've got what I did. The problem is a lot of it goes back to links to old stuff. You know, old guys like you and me, we've been around for a long, long time. And a lot of my stuff isn't on there anymore. And so I've got to go to the Internet Archive with the links and things like that. So that doubles the time up. But you know what? I've just decided I'm done working for today. When I start making mistakes like that, it's time to just say, you know what? Time to relax. Time to kick back. I've already put in my 12 hours today. Let's have a conversation.
Cut the cigar. Pour the scotch.
Got it. Well, that'll be later. You know,
okay.
When I'm on the radio, I'm still working, so I can't be drinking.
Understand. We're just going to go straight down the line from some of the stuff, just because, I don't know how many people might see this or not see this, but I like this stuff. You discovered Chris Bird, How to Survive a Rampage Shooter.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not so much a matter of having discovered Chris Bird.
Right.
I've known Chris for some time, and you may or may not recall, I had an abortive radio program myself called The War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance, and it was a long story behind that, but the bottom line is that it didn't have the sponsorship to be able to actually sustain itself. But
right.
that's when I first met him. I had him on as a guest with one of his earlier books. I think it was Thank God I Had a Gun. And it was, you know, stories about people who managed to save themselves. And he's got a new book out right now. And it's also an interesting one because it basically is called Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. When
right.
seconds count, the police are still minutes away. And of course, we both know that, you know, these mass shootings are things that happen rarely, but they still happen. And if you're caught in the middle of it, the fact that you're caught in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and you don't want to turn it into a once-in-a-death-time, you know, opportunity, you're still in the middle of it. So you have to be able to know what to do. And
right.
So he's written a great book, and basically it talks about what to do when you're faced with a mass killer, why ordinary people have to fight back. He talks about why teachers need guns. And, of course, I submit that all of us, when we're anywhere, need our guns. You know, if you're a parent picking your kid up at school, there's no reason why you should have to be disarmed. If you're a visitor going to the school, there's no reason why you should have to be disarmed. If you're a service person, you know, you come in to fix the air conditioning or whatever, there's no reason why you should have to go and do your trip totally disarmed. He talks about what to do when law enforcement arrives. That's very critical because, you know, whenever you're in a situation like that, first of all, with the action going on, they're not necessarily aware of who the bad guy is and who the good people are. That's why when you see people exit the buildings, everybody has their hands up. But also in terms of what you're going to say to people. And he talks about why gun-free zones aren't and why they need to be eliminated.
Right.
And, of course, we again, know that gun-free zones are a fiction. I had a person once say to me, well, I won't allow a gun in my house. And my question was, well, what are you prepared to do if someone brings one in anyway? Okay.
Yeah. that's a question that never really gets answered, even though it is a viable question, because gun-free zones, if you're going to have a gun-free zone, you basically are going to have to put up some sort of a barrier and have enforcement of that and basically search everybody coming in order to actually enforce that, right?
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have, you know, the person doing the shooting is going to have to be able to enforce things, you know, if the person decides that, no, you're not either going to search me. Okay,
right.
So you're going to have some enforcement in there to make certain anyway. And then you get into the whole concept of who are the only ones that we can trust with guns. And, of course, you know, the bottom line is if you can't trust someone with a gun, you can't trust that person without a custodian. What are they doing out in the first place?
That's something that I quote of yours all the time. And if you can, we got about 3 minutes left in the segment. Explain that premise, because a lot of people don't seem to get that. I look at those kind of people as the same kind of people they would have on the terrorist watch list. What are they doing moving around freely as well?
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line is if you are moving loose in society, you have access to all kinds of things with which you can create mayhem, including guns. You can get guns if you want. But, you know, the greatest mass murder, ostensibly, you know, was committed with, you know, like box cutters and things like that, right?
The
planes were taken over by the terrorists and flown into buildings. The one before that was fuel, oil, and fertilizer. And before that, it was a book of matches and a gallon of gasoline. It was the Happy Land Dance Club fire that was started by a jolted lover.
Right.
And the bottom line is, if you sentence a criminal to, like, 10 years, and the guy's hardened up on the inside, I don't know if you've ever watched Oz or anything like that, but you let one of these guys out on the street, he's going to kill again. It makes as much sense as, you know, telling a man-eating tiger, well, your 5 years are up, and then you open the cage and you let him out. You know what's going to happen after that. The bottom line is, if somebody cannot be trusted with a gun, then they can't be trusted with anything that can be used to create harm, and they can't be trusted to stay loose among us. Okay? It's just that simple logic. There's no getting around it. You can say, well, what are you going to do about it? And that becomes a different argument. All we're talking about is the fact that if I can't trust you with a gun, you have no business being around other people.
Right. Such a simple premise, but one that I like. I must say I like it. I like that one a lot. Now, let me do a little bit of talking if I can. David has a bit of a pedigree. The thing I like about him and his old partner, the late, great Mike Vanderbeau, was they always took on the establishment, always took on those that would say, hey, you're not a real journalist, by showing them some real journalism. And if you haven't read anything by David Kodria, well, you could go to the waronguns.blogspot.com. Notes from the Resistance. You could go to Ammo Land, where there's a huge archive of his stuff. He's on Facebook. He's on the web. And this is the kind of analysis that doesn't have a price tag on it. We'll be right back.
I wish it did, man. You know, the electric bills do.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Amaland.com, War on Guns, is David Kodrea. You noticed that in Chirac, they have been noticing now that the children, as the gun grabbers call them, have discovered semi-automatic personal defense weapons, and they're beginning to show up in a couple of shootouts. You're one of the only ones I've actually seen who did the math and connected the dots and called it what it is. What do you think this is? What do you think this is setting up?
Well, what they're doing is they are trying to reestablish a public appetite for a ban on semi-automatics that they want to call assault weapons. That's exactly what's going on. I don't think at the federal level they have the ability to get something like that through, although I always warn against getting too confident about that, because all it takes is one incident, whether it's false flag or whether it's real or whatever, to all of a sudden get the hysteria going all over again. But what they did is they dragged out an old trick that they've used all the time by calling it the weapon of choice.
Right.
Okay. And that's a buzzword that they've applied to all kinds of different firearms when they want to buy it. I did a piece for Guns Magazine where I do their Rights Watch column every month, and I did this, 12 years ago or so. And I did an article called Weapons of Choice, and among the weapons of choice that the press and the gun grabbers were touting, one was the Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver.
Right.
Okay. Another was assault weapons. Another said military-style assault weapons. And for the listeners, please understand, whenever I use that term, imagine I'm doing a little air quote marks with my fingers, okay, because we all know that these aren't actually assault weapons. You know, if you hit somebody with a bat, that bat is the assault weapon.
There you go.
Okay. Another one they called the weapon of choice was the Tech 9. Then they said AK-47s are the weapons of choice. And 9mm handguns are the weapon of choice. And junk guns are the weapon of choice. Which, you know, again, is a pejorative. What it means is an affordable firearm that a person of modest means might be able to own to provide lawful defense, okay?
Right.
There was even a Boston article where they said that machetes were becoming the weapon of choice. So it depends on, you know, how the authorized journalist wants to embellish things and what type of hysteria they want to gin up among the, you know, low information audiences and readership, and they just tack on weapons of choice or some other demonizing thing like junk gun or pocket rocket or assault weapon or you name it. I'm sure, you know, we could all, you know, sit down and think of plenty more examples.
Saturday night special.
Yes. And I would I'm not going to repeat it on the radio, but I would encourage your readers to go ahead, go to Google and put in Saturday night special and follow that with the word racist. And you'll see what the origin of that term was. And that's something that that the people who use it as pejorative probably don't understand, that every time they're using it, they're leaving out a word that I don't think they'd use if they knew.
Right.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that.
What do you think the true, I mean, are there any statistics out there showing how many of these gunfights that occur between the gangs are happening with rifles of any kind?
Well, the particularly news story that I was looking at was talking about a couple different incidents, okay? I don't know that there's statistics because, you know, first of all, unless the police come in and resolve the situation and collect evidence, you know, how can you really say, okay? And how can you really say what it is compared to the aggregate, to the whole, and all that? So I think, first of all, getting statistics is problematic, but I'm reminded of a police chief that I read about years ago, and he essentially, and this is, I'm talking over 20 years ago, Bill, and he said that essentially the odds of one of my men getting killed with an assault rifle is about the same as if they got killed by an escaped Bengal tiger. Okay.
That always cracks me up whenever we start throwing wildlife into it. I've used the thing about being attacked by a shark in Ohio.
Yeah.
Great white in Ohio. So, the thing about Chicago is that with all of these little social justice causes that happens, Ferguson, all the people at Ferguson, I mean, for all of these guys, all the NFL players, couldn't they go and take a knee in the middle of Chicago gangland if they're really against black-on-black crime or black death or something like that? Does anybody really care about what's happening in Chicago? And is this really is this where maybe there's going to be an attempt to shed light on it if there's one or two rifles that show up and say, well, see, this is a clear-cut indication. It's like gangland out here, which we already know that.
Well, unfortunately, people try to do, and the press is right there cheerleading along with it. But we're two countries, Bill. You know, we're two countries, and that's, you know, everybody thinks, well, maybe this whole NFL thing is a brouhaha, and it is an imagery type thing, but it clearly delineates the two countries between the people who think that this is a social justice cause and the people who took Colin Kaepernick at his word the first time he explained why he did it, said because he's not going to stand for a flag that represents a racist country.
Right.
And they're using that to divide. The progressives are using that to divide. And again, progressives has the air quotes around it. The cultural Marxists are using it to divide. The racists are using it to divide. And it just, I don't know, Bill. You take a look at what's going on, and they want to blame everything. They want to blame the guns because, you know, communists need to have a monopoly of violence. They want to blame, and again, you know, I hate to get into the race issue and all that, but there is a tremendous amount of blame being leveled at white people right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I take a look at some of these out-and-out Marxists, okay, that are dissing the system, and I have to think to myself, you know, if it were up to them, these anti-capitalists, okay, what would we have? What would life be like if they were the ones who were responsible for the production of what we have around us and what we enjoy?
Let me get you to hold right there with that question because we're going into the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about something that has caused a little bit of controversy because some people don't know how to, you know, interpret what somebody who examines something when he puts it to paper. This is Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Last night I had the guys on from Arbalest Quarrel, and they wanted to bring up an article that David wrote. And I think they sort of, I'm not going to say they misinterpreted it. However, I think there's a couple things that I want to get straightened out that I want to make sure everybody understands. I've been saying it, but I checked with the source before I did that. But now instead I'm going to bring you the source. So once again, joining us again is David Kodria. Now, you did an article. There was an interview on a mutual friend of ours, Mark Walters' radio show, Armed American Radio, with Representative Thomas Massey. And he made a statement there that everybody seems to be conflating and making out like this is H.R. 38. The National Reciprocity Bill that is pre-Alexandria. Can you clear up exactly the details to this for us, please?
Well, H.R. 38 is the Personal Protection Reciprocity Act. And basically, well, what we're talking about is H.R. 2909.
Right.
That's the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act. And so I guess what we're talking about is we're talking about an add-on that, you know, will provide for being able to have reciprocity within the District of Columbia, not just the state bill. But that's got to go through a separate process because the district is actually overseen by the House Oversight Committee. And so that's got to go through a totally separate process. And apparently, what happened was Massey wanted to push this through, and he told Mark on his program that Paul Ryan told him the timing is not right to push that bill through.
Right.
But there's two separate bills. If that, I didn't hear the program last night. I was, you know, busy screwing up some other, losing some other data, I guess. Oh, Bill, I'm heartsick about that still. I was looking during the break, you know, how can I retrieve this and what do I have? And, oh, I got my work cut out for me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, but there are two separate bills. One is for the states, and the other is the tag on to include the District of Columbia, and they both have separate routes that they've got to go through because there's different ways that Congress processes it based on the jurisdiction for the district. That's my understanding of it.
Now, this bill he was referencing, 2909, it has currently 80 co-sponsors. It is nowhere near as far along as H.R. 38, which is just about to the point to where it's about to force a vote on it, simply because I don't think Ryan will be able to hold it back. Although Ryan, my understanding is that Ryan and Scalise and a few other Republicans, and am I to understand that Massey hasn't signed on as a co-sponsor of H.R. 38?
Yeah, that would... I would actually have to get online, and I would have to check and see who all the sponsors were. I knew at the time that I did it that that Massey had not yet signed on to it. I'm not sure that means as much as people might want to think that it means. He's supportive of it. It could be that, you know, he just hasn't signed on to it. But what I'm looking at, though, is I go to another site. And this site is called govtrack.us.
Right. Right.
Okay. And the reason I go to that is because whenever I go to these bills, they have an analysis on the chance of the bill being enacted. And so right now, Massey's bill is showing a prognosis of a 17% chance of being enacted. And it's important that we be able to look at that, because a lot of times we'll see some politician proving his bona fides to us by bragging, well, I'm supporting this bill, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this. But then you get down to it, and you check the bill, and you see it's got a 17% chance of being enacted. And what are you really doing for us aside from making noise to make us think that you're on our side?
You know,
you see all these Republicans that were making noises about Obamacare back when they knew that they didn't have a chance to repeal the dang thing, okay? And we're going to repeal it, and we hate Obamacare, back when the president could veto what they did, and back when they didn't have the majority. But now that we have the majority in the House and the majority in the Senate and the White House, and we have an actual chance of getting this stuff passed, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And so this is one way, by being able to go to a site like GovTrack.us and being able to, assess it in terms of a lot of other things that make sense, you can start to separate the wheat from the chaff and see who's just making all, sound and fury, okay? And they're not really signifying anything.
Right.
It's a way to identify, at times, who the phonies are.
I'm at that website now. Have you looked to see how H.R. 38 fares, what their forecast is for that one?
No, why don't we do a little live radio experiment? Don't you just love live radio?
Live radio is the greatest thing.
I'm off the congress.gov site, and I'm back into the govtrack.site, I'm going to paste H.R. 38
okay
into the search block. Here's H.R. 38, and this shows, hold on a second, yeah, because he'll carry a reciprocity act, 14% chance of being enacted.
Wow.
At this point. Okay.
And
it's got Scopus Labs is the, I guess, the authority that does the analysis on it, and I just clicked on that, and didn't really give me any details or anything like that on that. And again, you can't take that all as gospel either. It's just another bit of information. But you got to build up a lot of information to see what's going on, and whether or not there are other mitigating circumstances that are going to change things, I don't know. But here's my experience, and that is that real change, real fundamental change, doesn't happen because there's the vested interest in the status quo, and they're always going to figure out a reason why they can't do it. And so the only way real vested change happens is when there is a credible or else that's attached to it. and what is the credible or else that we can attach to this? If it doesn't pass, who is going to get their grade reduced from an A to a B, and is that going to make a difference when they're running against a Democrat with an F?
Okay. Has anybody said anything about that?
About, I'm sorry.
From the NRA, on the grading system. They're not the only ones that grade, but they're the ones that everybody's looking to. So anybody made that threat?
That would be a whole nother program if I were going to go into the NRA grading system.
Yeah.
And, and talk about all the A grades that have turned around and bitten the people that believe them, in the shorts. Okay. And Gun Owners of America has its own grading system as well. It's nominally more strict than the NRA's, and it, has on the GOA site the ability to go in and check and see the various votes that these characters are graded on. NRA is a bit more complex than that, and a lot of times in order to get over to their grading system and to see how they're rating and endorsing people, if you can't find it in the news and you have to go to their ILA, PVF, Political Victory Fund website, it requires you to put in your membership number into the dialog box, and if you're not one, you're not going to be getting that information.
Too bad.
If you are one like me and I get the information, I can't really just copy and paste it because it's copyrighted.
All right, you hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest is David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Ammoland.com, War on Guns Blogspot, which all the links will be, if you're listening to this via podcast, the links will be right there in the podcast show notes, is David Kodria. What do you make of all of the litany of idiots that have decided to step into the fray concerning suppressors?
Oh, well, you just said it. You know, they're idiots. Okay, I mean, you know, how you know that's what they call elegance in physics. You know, you've said it as simply as it can be said.
Right.
And what you have is you have people that you know think that there's the Hollywood thing where the silent but deadly assassin is going to be murdering people with impunity. The fact that you take a look at who the people are behind this, you know, the newspapers like the New York Times or the real, you know, Marxist radicals like Mother Jones and the Huffington Post. What we're talking about is we're talking about essentially a tube that can be used to help protect hearing. It doesn't completely cancel out the sound.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure what the big deal is, you know, except that they don't dare politically allow our side to move our piece up the field at all, because their whole thing is they want to continue gaining infringements by increments until there's nothing left. And when we push back on something like this, that keeps them from pushing and banning something else, and it puts them on defense, which they don't like to do. And so they have to come up with all kinds of hysteria for why we need to continue banning something that, if you take a look at it, the federal government really has no constitutional authority to get involved to require the licensing of the tax stamp and the $200 and everything that goes along with that. If you took one of these people and said, okay, here's the Constitution, show me where this is within the purview of the federal government, what branch has authority to do this, and of course they won't be able to do that. All right. To me, again, it's much ado about almost nothing in terms of they just don't want any gains, and they don't like the fact that, again, the Americans who would be inclined to want to buy this and are pushing behind this and all that, we are not the threat. And you know, if the point is to keep us from getting the suppressors, well, what they really want to do is they want to keep us from getting the guns. So
right.
that's a distraction over what their real goal is.
Well, I mean, taking that off of the registry, off of the NFA registry, which is, you know, they like to have a registry of everything, but taking that off the registry would be, that would be a monstrous attack on gun control, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but then again, you know, the whole point of the registry, if you take a look at the NFRTR, the National Firearms Registry and Transfer Record, the thing is so rife with holes that, I mean, we've had, you know, noted criminologists testifying that the thing is unsuitable to use in court because it's so inaccurate, because it has been, you know, so botched and mishandled. It's almost like, you know, government rules on guns. Everything is just contradictory. So if you could get it off the registry, sure, fine. I'm all for getting rid of all registries. Of course, I don't even believe in 4473s, even though they're not centralized. The fact is that the information is there, and you know, it's just, where in the Constitution, that's what you have to keep coming back to, Bill, where in the Constitution is the federal government authorized to do any of this stuff? Okay? And the bottom line is, they're not.
Right.
It just seems real dangerous to just go along with it. So, oh yeah, well, you know, but I can't do anything about it and all that. You have to object and be resentful of it, because if you can let them get away with usurping this power, then they can continue on. And that's, of course, is exactly what they have done. And that's why we're in the big mess that we're in, is because they have assigned themselves powers that are nowhere delegated in the Constitution.
True. That is very true. So, what do you think? Now, I haven't seen what this, I'm not going to ask you to go back to GovTrack and everything. This has been rolled into the SHARE Act, and they're making out like Mother Jones, for example. I saw all of their little dire things they're saying about it in your article. This is essentially an accessory that takes the sound coming from a gunshot from a loud jackhammer to a regular jackhammer, right? This is something you still have to wear hearing protection with. When are they going to... I'm being asked in the chat room, do you think we will get H.R. 38 through the House of Representatives? That's in the middle of a... I'll interrupt my question with that just because they would like to hear your answer to that.
May. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. We may, but then we'll get through the Senate, and then will it, you know, will it get to the president's desk to be enacted into law? You know, I don't know. You know, it seems like there's good impetus for it, but whether or not it happens is really dependent on whether or not people get involved and demand it and make that expectation known. So I guess I would go to whoever's asking that question and say, okay, what have you done? Not to try to put anybody on the defensive or anything like that, but it's the question that applies to all of us.
Right.
What have you done? If this is important to you, what have you done to make this happen? Okay? Have you contacted your representative? Do you have a representative worth contacting? Do you know who your representative is? Have you ever contacted your representative? What have you told him? Have you made it known that this is an expectation that you have? Have you gotten back a satisfactory answer, or have you gotten back humma humma boilerplate? You know, well, I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, but, you know, that kind of crap that we get from these characters. What have you done to spread the word to fellow gun owners? What have you done to be a pain in the neck to them to force them to take action? Have you joined with anybody on this? Have you spread the word on this? You know, have you told people about, like, this radio program that we're on right now? I mean, you know, this is great, Bill, and all that, but, you know, you certainly aren't out there with the type of numbers that like a NBC or ABC or any of these people that are spreading all the anti-gun crap are going to be able to command.
Right.
Okay. So what are we doing among ourselves? Because we can't even rely on social media. You know, we don't get press coverage because they're all interested in a different agenda. So when we go to social media, then we find out that Facebook wants to kick us off or Twitter wants to kick us off because they don't like our message and they want to conflate being a conservative with being a hater. Okay. And so we have to work doubly, triply, four times, five times as hard. And we have to be our own force multipliers to make these kinds of things happen. And I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like, I'm just, you know, going after people or anything like that. I just want people to know that if this is important to you, you have to pick it up and put your shoulder to the wheel and push with us. Because otherwise, it's just not going to happen. Nobody else is going to do it. And if there's one thing I've learned from all the years doing this, our biggest fault that keeps things from happening is what I call profiles in apathy. And I can't begin to tell you how many great things I have seen die the death simply because the most effort you could get out of people in terms of lifting a finger might be a Molon Labe comment left under a blog post.
There you go. We're going to run out of time here, so thank you very much for that. David Kodrey, you can find him at Amoland.com. He is on the bottom page with all contributors. He's one of the big three, one of the most spread contributors out there. If you want something written that's going to go somewhere, David needs to write it at Amoland. Other links will be up there on the show notes. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Always a pleasure.
All right. For those of you listening live, you're about to hear a rerun of the first hour. We're going to go do some technical stuff to try to make things a little better. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.